Hi, this is Variety Shana Verifakashi Media Podcast Live. I am making a special commentary for the fact that this is a public announcement that I feel is very important. I have been talking to people that I know personally that have been waiting to get housing that are unhoused through different homeless agencies, and this agency called CES, LASA, or whoever these people are. There's some people who finally got placed after a couple years of waiting, but I'm gonna tell you something. The stuff you guys are telling me, I have never, ever, ever heard of or experienced. And I have been unhoused before in the past. And you all know about the earthquake and things like that, and that's how it took place. Now, you all are telling me that you have these agencies requesting you to give them a birth certificate. There is no damn way in the world you're supposed to be given a birth certificate. I have never, ever, 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 ever been asked to give a birth certificate to get housing. I have been on my own since I was 18 years old, and I am now 56 years old. I have never, ever, 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 ever had any agency not get love, not, what's them people, name, what's the black lady's name that the ladies, I forget what those ladies, New Image, none of those people ever asked me for a birth certificate. When FEMA, when Red Cross gave us a voucher for the earthquake, they never asked me for a birth certificate. When I got to the housing authority, the case manager, the case supervisor, none of those people ever asked me for a birth certificate. Not a director of the housing authority has never, ever, ever, ever asked me, requested me for a birth certificate for housing. The only thing I ever had to give was my income and my ID. That was it. And my social security number. That was it. You go to the social services and they don't even ask you for a birth certificate as an adult. This is a scam you guys are involved with. A scam. I'm keeping it real with you. I don't give a fuck who the CES the fuck is. I have seen on new housing developments, we do not want the CES reaching out to us. The only people who can give you housing, I have said it before numerous times on my podcast, in my blogs, is a licensed real estate agent and a licensed real estate broker, or the owner of the property themselves, or a leasing agent, or a manager on property can give you housing. All these other people are not real. And if they're trying to place you, then they're trying to place you in some housing that they're trying to develop or get or have ownership of themselves. And that's why you're waiting so damn long. And the only reason why they're using your name is because they use you as a prospect listing so they can get funding for themselves to get money. Now, these people are advertising that they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and you're telling me you're losing your storage? That was supposed to be part of the deal. That was supposed to be part of the services that they supp- support you in supportive services and helping you pay for your storage. And I have people telling me they're about to lose their storage. Why? Get the hell away from them goddamn people. They crazy. They scammed. Motherfuckers ain't got no money in their business and they ain't got no funding. Fuck that shit. Bounce! Bounce! You understand me? Get the fuck on. You are not that goddamn underprivileged or that you just can't do it for yourself. Bounce! You feel me? Move on. Move on from all these motherfuckers. You mean to tell me you got some strange motherfuckers walking up to you telling you they gonna help you get your birth certificate? Bitch, sit down with me at the computer. Whip out your credit card and let's do this online. I'll print it out. Give me an envelope, a stamp, and mail that bitch off. You do not need to be sitting there with weirdos and people you don't know. For what? Contact the housing authority and ask them, what do I need? Walk in during business hours and say, hey, I applied for this. What documents do you need from me as an adult? Do you just need my income and my ID or what? And if they tell you yes, because let me tell you, I've had Section 8 in the past when we had the earthquake. That's all I had to give, income and ID, that's it. I don't know what the fuck is going on with a strange ass motherfucker asking you or anyone else for your birth certificate. The only people supposed to retrieve your birth certificate is your mama, your daddy, your children, your heirs, close siblings. My daughter just had her husband buried by an unknown person because they want her private information through a goddamn church and buried that motherfucker, close the casket, and try to get over. Are you serious? This is what I'm talking about. See, I keep it real. I don't deal with people. I don't yada, 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 yada. I'll get in your ass because they ain't the one. I'm the mother. This is my family tree you fucking with, and I don't like nobody walking around in my people's shit. I keep it real with you. My daughter 37 years old, and I let her know I run a background check on your ass. Who is this bitch? Who is this guy? Who is this person? Who is this motherfucker you want to be engaged to and don't want to meet me? I am where you come from. And you don't want to meet me? Nigga, you got me fucked up. I will kick your ass. I'll find your ass. You think you're looking at me? I'm looking at you. I'll keep it real with you. I don't give a fuck. You want to get your income taxes done? You go to the IRS. You get an appointment with the IRS, a representative with a license. You stop dealing with unlicensed people. Walking around here and shit, talking about they just mobile and ain't got no business card, ain't got no motherfucking office for you to walk into. Fuck all that shit. They homeless like you homeless. Bouncing up out of tents and shit with dirty ass clothes on and trying to play a game and get paid and then go say you missing person and shit. Fuck that. I'm keeping it real with you motherfuckers right now. Y'all got me fucked up. They know not to approach me because they already know what they fucking with. I don't give a fuck. All they want is, you all right? You all right? All you got to do is pop up all these mother tents. Ain't nothing going on in the tents but prostitution and drug dealing. And I can tell you about doctors. They love to play that doctor's game like some rhyme with you and shit. Real doctors don't give your information to the public. You feel me? That's their license. You fucking with their practice and their license and their privacy of their patients. Don't no motherfucking body do that. That's real. Walk up in and say we need your medical record. No, the fuck you don't. You're not even related. Fuck with me. Tell me in front of my doctor. Tell me in front of the health department. You got a right to do that. Tell me, stand there. I guarantee you they gonna say, hell no, you ain't got no right. Nobody has a right to do that. Even if you was in the hospital, they ain't got no right to do that. Y'all playing games with these people. And some of these businesses are ran by second-time offenders who started their companies, and they former inmates. A lot of people know that. Doctors know that. Because they get them jobs in them prisons, and they use them, and they pay them jobs. Hell, you get your eyeglasses from the prison system. The governor is getting ready to close the prisons now. I don't know where the fuck these prisoners going, but they about to close the prisons in California now anyway. You know, so y'all got a lot of these companies that's ran by ex-inmates because they give them a second chance to have a job. I ain't heard people telling me stories that they ain't been in rooms and the men try to come on to them and like force sex on them and, you know, try to be persuaded. What the fuck is this shit going on here? This rapist acting ass attitude. Make a police report. Make an FBI report. You can get an FBI report on yourself. I am mad right now because I don't like this shit. I don't like this shit. See, I can tell when a motherfucker been in the pen. Number one, they ask, oh, you got a checking account? Nah, bitch, we don't write checks no more. Where you been? What's up? You know, you need to step the motherfuckers and get real, get streetwise or something. Let them know, hey, I need to holler at you for a minute. You feel me? Because this shit is getting out of control right now. And I don't play that shit. I don't play that shit. Just scanning your shit from this person and that person and this person and that person and this person and that person, playing the games and shit. Scanning your shit all over the motherfucking place. Without your consent. I am serious. Time is money right now. And you need that. Food on foot. All these motherfuckers walking around here picking up garbage for free. Bitch, I ain't your slave. Are you serious? Y'all that desperate? You better love money again. You better like money again. You better like yourself. Love yourself again. I am serious. You better stand up and look at these motherfuckers in the eye and step back a few blocks. I'm serious. Because one thing my people used to do was I had my uncle, Derek, my father. We deal with people like that. He used to stand up and look at them and step back a couple steps and look at them and stand them up and down and be like, what? Really? I am serious. Y'all not that vulnerable. Fuck you gonna take me, motherfucker, to a motherfucker hotel, motel somewhere and it ain't no running water and shit ain't working. Y'all walk up in there and act like y'all got little rats. You got me fucked up. You better call the health department. Oh, they got that rig too? Fuck no, nah, fuck that. Keep doing names. Y'all got that game twisted up. All this human trafficking bullshit, because that's all the fuck it is, human trafficking. And a whole lot of other shit behind that. And all this homeless shit is a government problem anyway, because they created the damn problem. This is a moneymaker for them. You on their waiting list while they waiting to get $80 million and you losing your storage? For real? Nah, fuck that. They can't do shit for you. What you talking about? You losing your prized possessions? What they want you to do, suck their dick, lick their pussy? Damn. Crazy motherfuckers, you know? You give in, be vulnerable for what? You ain't giving no money, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You got me fucked up. And I tell you one damn thing, I make plenty of money being married. Best believe that. I got 20 years on mine. It's my money. Time is motherfucking money when it comes with what I got. And sign some shit and say, got divorced and that me. Bitch, you don't love me like that, because I'll go back and reverse on that shit. What me? You feel me? You better follow these motherfuckers and find out where they going. All these motherfuckers driving up and down the street all damn night. They homeless in vehicles. Anybody can stick a goddamn motherfucking logo on a car and drive up and down the street all damn night long, homeless too. You serious? Come on, people, wake the fuck up to game. Y'all grandmama's gone, but learn the game that they left you. Your aunts, your uncles, your mamas, your grandmamas, great-grandmamas, wake up. Y'all ain't that far motherfucking gone. Come on now. Y'all gotta get this shit together, because I keep it real 100 with motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck about nobody not liking me. Good, bitch. Keep it moving. Because you ain't about what I'm doing anyway. I don't need you like that. I am serious. I know how to build houses, real estate. I don't give a fuck. First thing they need to tell you, oh, we ain't got that. Oh, we don't do that. Oh, we don't have it. Well, what the fuck you in my face for? You feel me? Come on, people. Get up. Wake up to this bullshit. I am serious. The fuck you losing your storage for? Isn't that supposed to be they supportive services? Besides them trying to get you dumped the fuck out? You need anything? No, bitch, I don't. Need one? Nope. Don't need that either. Need meat? Nope. Need a sandwich like you're in prison? Hell no. I don't eat. You feel me? No, you don't know where that shit come from. Come on, people. Come on now. Enjoy the spice of life. Get back on your feet. All that shit, skid row. No. Lick a motherfucker up on the internet, on the state license, and say, you got a state license? What's your number? Straight up. Verify that shit. They trying to verify you? You were verify that shit. You feel me? Write down some license plate number and see if that motherfucker got a license plate verification that you can bring up on these motherfuckers. You feel me? I ain't told y'all already about the Cadillac Hotel, the pink one, on Venice Beach. That's my grandfather's hotel. That's my family hotel. I wasn't bullshitting. My grandfather signed that shit in 1943. My cousin Cyrus was helping them out, was going to help them out or whatever, whatnot. And then some shit went down. And then next thing you know, he was in jail. Oh, hell no. Motherfuckers want to run up in there and act like we're going to take over. Fuck no. Fuck the fuck no. So now they're like, oh, okay, oh, Lassa said you could take over for real? Oh, so y'all was able to go over the city inspector's head and the investigator city inspector's head too? Yeah, for real? Yeah, oh, okay. So y'all didn't need to make no changes. Yeah, you didn't need to put no money into nothing. Next thing you know, they're saying, oh, we ain't got no money. You ain't got no money. What I look like? I'm an aunt of this motherfucker. I'm a Patel, Gasol, a Jackson, and a lot more. You feel me? You ain't about to do shit with this. You want to run up in the hotel? Guess what? You go to Beverly Hills for that. Walk up in the Waldorf Astoria and say that shit. Hollywood or Beverly Hills Hotel, one of them other motherfuckers. If you got it like that with the city of LA or the county of LA, walk up in there and say that shit. We were taking over. You know, that bullshit. Bring the homeless over there and see what they say to you then. I guarantee you ain't gonna do that. This is property owned. My family started shit long ago. It's been talking almost 100 years. Fuck, I care. My grandfather started the hotel industry in America at the South. I don't give a fuck what circumstances I've been in. I know how to get out of it. That don't matter to me. And I'm keeping it real with you. I don't give a fuck stars, celebrities, what the fuck it is. I ain't got to run in circles. The issue is I ain't with bullshit. Seriously. And I take this shit serious when my close friends are homeless and they are losing their storage. I take it serious when you tell them you need their birth certificate. The fuck are you? You ain't even related to these motherfucking people. You don't even know these people. Now they trying to do is get life insurance on your ass and shit. Playing a game. Are you serious? You better get some money on these bitches. For real? This shit can't be one-sided. I am serious. Moving into shit and they talking about you can't have a company and curfew. What? You can't have company? Oh, hell nah. Back that up. I know for a fact that it's in print that our hotel, if we were going to help the homeless, it's in print that you can have company. That you can reach out to your loved ones, call them on the phone. And that's another reason why I had the Cadillac Hotel shut down, because none of that was being done. This is not the first hotel in America that they run in this bullshit. They're doing it in other states too. Because they ain't got no supervision. Homeless people just in vacant hotels and people just taking over, calling themselves, doing shit. This shit's crazy, man. This shit's just fucking crazy. And the crazy thing about this is there was a woman who was at the library who was going through something, and a man called himself working at PATH. I was told that the Weingart took over PATH. I was told that PATH was no longer in business. I was told that. I was told that. I don't know what happened to them, but I was told they were no longer in business. I would file something, because you guys are just being ripped off. I am serious. I ain't never heard of no shit like that. I've never had anyone walk up to me without a state license who was not a state psychologist of something of credibility. I've only worked with organizations. They have their lawyers on board when they around. They have their licenses. They have everything in place. I've never, ever heard of no shit like this. And all this shit is fraud and illegal. What the fuck you need that for? You don't need that if you got a state ID already. Just go get a new state ID. Simple. I don't know what's going on, but all I know, it's a scam and it is a fraud. And I told that to my daughter. Same thing. You know what I'm saying? Same damn thing. I guarantee you, you go and say you homeless and you just step off the plane somewhere, walk in and say, hey, I need some food stamps and thing. The most they're going to do is run your background. That's going to take your fingerprints. That's it. That's all the fuck they need. They don't need your damn birth certificate. Birth certificate is not even a real identity. They'll do your fingerprints because they can do everything through the DOJ. They don't need your birth certificate. I am serious. I don't know who y'all dealing with, but these people are not real. And I'm keeping it real with you. They are not real. And it does not take that long to be placed in housing, because Kenneth Hahn passed that. It's always an emergency voucher for the homeless and domestic violence, 24/7. through police departments and everything. And if the police department is not cooperating with this, then they must be involved in getting something behind the scenes with it. Because they know they can basically walk up to you. So I guess they just use them to look into people or something, maybe. I don't know. Because they know that would be like racial profiling. Like they do stand around at the library all damn day and stare and look at people all fucking day and not do shit and get on computers themselves and just get them a free ass check. You know, this has gotten out of hand. I went off today because my friend just sent me a text message and I am getting ready to blog this shit. And I'm going to put it on the blog of all the messages that I've gotten from all these people that have told me they're not getting housed and what's going on with them and being put in vacant motel rooms. I'm making this shit public. And my blog goes into 70 countries and my podcast too. I ain't the one. To my daughter and everybody else, I ain't the one. I'll get a bounty hunter on that ass. I ain't the one. Because I'll look up a motherfucker on inmate search, all that. Motherfuckers that's inmates, post-inmates, felons, parole, whatever the fuck it is. I told my daughter the guy you're dealing with ain't even his real damn name. Who is this motherfucker? His last name ain't Jackson. According to his doctor's appointment, his name is William. Now, I gave it to you, sent it to you. What you gonna do with it? Because I know the motherfucker fake if he don't want to meet me. Because you are where you come from. I am exactly where you come from. You straight out of me. So any man that want to marry my child, something wrong with your ass. Something is up. And you telling me you've been involved 10 years? Nah, I ain't impressed. With none of that. Because I know he not real. Him, his people, his friends, his family, he ain't real. He got to be a rapist, a pedophile, some other shit, an ex-con, something else. Because real men meet mothers and fathers that want to marry someone's daughter. And it may be a pimp or some shit. And if he is, bitch is from the family of Diana Ross. Y'all have been calling her a hoe for years, but that bitch get paid. We got $250 million and $500 million pussies in this family. So if you gonna pay, pay dearly, bitch. And pay well. Because these are not $5 hoes on this tree. A generation. You feel me? Anyway, my thing is, you all need to start looking into people and taking control of your life. Because these people sound like they're taking lives. And I ain't gonna fall for it. You shouldn't fall for it. I ain't heard no shit like this. I could pull my record and show you. Ain't nobody ever asked me that. Ever. You wanna get your mail somewhere? Get your mail at a USPS office that you can pay every month and get your mail somewhere that's legit, that the post office knows about. Fuck a church or whatever else they're doing. Get your shit somewhere else. Walk in and you can get it 24 hours. Not somebody regulate what time you can get your mail and shit. Fuck that. You're not in prison. Enjoy your emancipation, your freedom. You a free ass person. Stop letting people put you in positions and you guys feeling vulnerable because you're in this. You got the greatest time of your life right now being fucking homeless. Hell, this is the time to travel. get a little money, travel, go one city to another city or state to another state on the train, jump the train, take the bus, travel, go places, take a little mini vacation, get the fuck on. Go to Vegas, leave Vegas, go to San Francisco, leave San Francisco, go to San Diego, go some damn where else, get your credit right, let Biden pay off your motherfucking loans. This is your time to come up. This is your blessing. And you can't let nobody rob you your blessings. And I ain't serious. People trying to take your money and all this shit. People talking about they ain't went to their banks and their social security money ain't there. Who you get your info to? These fake motherfuckers. You ain't married to these bitches. I am serious. If you trying to marry these motherfucking people that trying to be in your pocket, you need sponsor support then, bitch. I need money. I am serious. I need property. I need money. And the state of California is going to tell you, regardless of your circumstances, we are not here. I just took family law classes from an attorney that's licensed. I took family law and I took property law. And they would tell you it is not the state responsibility to take care of you. You married, we need your spouse to pay you spouse support. Because your needs are housing, clothing, money, medical. We need him to do that, he or she. If they make more money than you, we need you to help get this motherfucking court then and help me pay this court date so I can get paid my paper, not you. Other than that, why y'all talking to these people? You need the money, not them. No. We ain't got no conservatorships. You are not no one's dependent. Y'all grown. And everything I own goes between me and that spouse. That's it. That's our business, not nobody else's business. And if you find yourself or somebody claiming something that's supposed to be yours, you need to do a less dependence on that ass. Because they gonna act like they didn't do nothing. Like they don't know you. You ain't got to know them to file a lost pendants on that ass and kick their ass out and put them outside like you been. And get paid your money and recoup what you have lost. It's that simple. And lock that ass up. I don't have time to deal with people nonsense. I don't. I don't know what you guys are doing, why you guys feel y'all needed to sit down and go under somebody's tent and start getting high and shit. Y'all acting like y'all just so fucking vulnerable and weak. I ain't got time for it. Move on to the next. I ain't told y'all to go on these websites. They are giving out $80 million. You need to be filing whatever background y'all got in working. You need to be filing for $80 million as well. $20 million, $80 million. It's out there. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, all these people are giving out homes now to the low income. Why are these people not walking in to you and saying, hey, okay, I'm a case manager for housing. Okay, you see flyers at the library. And you can see that these banks are giving you homes now. Homes that's just sitting there. Why aren't they not talking to you about this? Because they're not licensed reps of the state of California. Why are you wasting your time? You don't have to waste your time. I just got me a broker yesterday. Here's a listing of 5 new homes in your credit. Your credit amount of what you can get probably on your credit. I said I've been married 20 years and my spouse's support is unlimited. And my spouse is a broker and a real estate developer. So we're going to skip on that amount because I'm supposed to match his money. Move on up. And it don't matter who your spouse is with or whatever, because it's about you being married. Don't matter who he with, she with, she more than you, go get that paper. Match that income. You don't just get kicked out. Just match it. Time is money. Sometimes people try to be smart ass and think, oh, they're with me, so therefore I'm coming up on the money. Right. Just let time be money and get over that threshold of marriage, 10 years, 20 years, and get that check. Because it's not about the girlfriend, it's about the spouse. The spouse has all rights. And let a bitch divorce me without knowing. I'm coming after you. And your family, your friends, try to hide some money too. Please do. Please do. Like you said, money make friends, right? That's why you have emails of new friends sending you listings of money where your money's gonna be at. I am so serious. I am telling you guys, I am serious. You guys got to get on y'all roll for real. Leave these phony ass people alone. Bitch, I can't wait that long. I got things to do. If you do not have it on your desk and you ain't got ready to do this, move on. Shut the door. The line is too long. I am serious. You guys got to get on your grind right now. This is don't make no sense. Don't matter what you look like. It ain't their business. You got to handle your business. I don't have time for counterfeits. And I guarantee you, if you walk in the hood and you're an adult, they're going to tell you, oh, you just need your ID, the application, and your income. That part. You are not going to hear, oh, I need your birth certificate. No, they're not going to ask you for your birth certificate. You got an ID card. You got a passport. That says what your birthday is. That tells you what your birthday is. Your passport tells you your birthday. Your state ID and your driver's license tells you your birthday. No one needs to request your motherfucking birth certificate. For what? I've had housing since I was 18 years old. Younger than that, really. 18 years old. And the only thing I've ever needed was money to get into a home. In the state law of California, you 14 years old, you could be emancipated. And what do you need? Money to get into a home. You don't need a birth certificate. You say, I'm 14. I got $1 million in the bank. I want to be in my own place. Done. That's it. That's the real world, baby. That's the real motherfucking world. All this other bullshit people telling you. Stank angst. That's the real world. A judge will tell you that. You can go read that. Pick up the book. A law book. California law book. California family law book. Go to the library, the college library, the college bookstore. Pick it up. It's in black and white. I am not telling you anything that you cannot find on your own or would not hear from a judge or an attorney, and they will tell you all you need is money. And if you're dealing with agencies telling you, we don't have a budget right now. We don't have that right now. We can't do. What the fuck are you standing there for? Zip out. Dip out, zip out. I'm out of here. Why? Do not come and talk to me. You ain't got no money. Depart. Simple. It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's not hard. It's simple. I am serious. Who deals with people with no money? So what, they need your money? To get money? Other people's money? They're supposed to be getting their money from the new mayor. I'm serious. You guys got to get together out there. I'm serious, you guys. This is going nowhere. I am serious. So, you know, you guys need to check this out. Go ahead. Because I'm about to post all these text messages publicly on my blog. So you guys can see for yourselves what's being told and said here by people on what they're going through. Because it's frustrating me. I can't stand it no more. I can't take it. People losing their storages and their belongings, and fake ass people talking about their, I'm going to do this and it ain't doing shit. I can't believe this. I can't believe this. It's happening. This is not real. Seriously, it's not real. And you need to find out they're on the listings and everything. This is, oh, God, man. You guys are, man. Okay. Well, anyway, this is Variety, Shana Verified Akashi Media Podcast Live Commentary, giving you a commentary that this ain't real, dealing with all these agencies, you guys losing your storage, and these people ain't got no money, they ain't giving you $80 to keep your storage and stuff. Nah, something ain't right, babe. Something ain't right. Y'all gotta get it together. Okay. See y'all later. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye.